Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For going live to the White House, correspondent Karen Travers this morning. A judge has ruled, Karen, on House efforts to obtain the president's financial records.
Yeah, this was a lawsuit that the president and the Trump Organization filed against Elijah Cummings, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, trying to get relief from the subpoena request that the House Democrats have made for the president's financial records. They're trying to get his accountants to turn over 8 years of financial records. And this judge ruled in favor of the House Democrats. So this is the first big victory that Democrats have had in court when it comes to this oversight push and pull for records from the Trump administration. The president and his team have called these efforts by the Democrats an all-out political war. They say subpoenas are their weapon of choice, and the president yesterday said they'll appeal it.
All right, and former counsel Don McGahn, it appears he will not be testifying today.
Right. He was, of course, subpoenaed to turn over documents. The White House has already said that's not happening. And then today was the day that they wanted him up on Capitol Hill to take questions from lawmakers. And yesterday, the White House said that because of his position as the counselor to the president, White House counsel, he then is essentially immune from having to go up and be compelled to testify before Congress, because that this would infringe on the executive office of the presidency and that relationship with the president. So today, Democrats will still go forward and have this hearing, but they're going to keep pushing to get McGahn up there, and we'll see where this goes. They said that they'll hold him in contempt. A lot of this stems from the fact that McGahn testified for 30 hours under oath to the special counsel and said the president was trying to push him to fire Mueller, and then was telling him to deny that that happened. President said none of that happened. So Democrats say we want to get to the bottom of this.
Karen, thanks. That's Karen Travers live at the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.